Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace. Thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the gift of eternal life. And Lord, we offer this sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. Lord, I magnify your name today, Lord, because you're good and your mercy endureth forever. I thank you for your mercy, your grace, your compassion. Thank you, Lord God, that you loved us enough to send your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. And as a result, Lord God, we have been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And Lord, we praise and we magnify your name today. We shout glory. Hallelujah, 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 because you are the King of kings and you are the Lord of lords. You are the Alpha and you are the Omega. And Lord, I praise and I magnify your name today. I thank you, Lord God, for your goodness. I thank you for your mercy. And I thank you for your grace. I thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, that you have not left us alone. I thank you, Lord God, that you have made a way for us, Lord God, to be led by your Holy Spirit in the name of Yeshua. And Lord God, I thank you for the healing power, the healing anointing of the Holy Spirit to drive out every spirit of sickness and disease and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. I thank you, Lord God, for healing high blood pressure, hypertension. I thank you for healing every lung disease and disorder in the name of Yeshua. And Lord God, I thank you for the testimony of healing and deliverance coming forth in the name of Yeshua. We take authority and we bind the strong man over this area and over this region in the name of Yeshua. We bind the spirit of perversion and witchcraft and deception and rebellion and lawlessness in the name of Yeshua. And Lord God, we ask that the power of the Holy Ghost will sweep through this area. Lord God, we pray there will be genuine conversions. We pray that souls will be saved. We pray that the pastors and the teachers in this area, Lord God, that they would preach the full counsel of your word, that you would send revival to the Pacific Northwest, send revival to the United States of America. God, forgive us for walking in rebellion. Forgive us for our idol worship. Forgive us, Lord God, for not praying and seeking your face, God. And we ask that you would have mercy on us, but that you would send revival in the name of Yeshua. And Father God, I ask in Yeshua's name that your blessing will be upon this preaching today, teaching today, in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. As always, it is a blessing to be here with you once again to share the word of God, because truly we serve a mighty God. God is good, and His mercy endureth forever. To the first-time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. If you struggle with something, I say get on your knees, pray, and seek the face of God, and allow the Spirit of God to minister to you. As always, you know, I have to say it. Yeshua is imminent. His return is imminent. Amen. And we're living in these perilous times, and we're looking and seeing but you know, it's amazing, saints, that that when we look at what's taking place and what's going on right now, the Bible is fulfilling itself right before our very eyes. And there's so much crime and so many things that are happening and going on and taking place that we need to be praying and pressing in and seeking the face of God. But before I get into the word today, saints, I want to put this information out there. There's a store I shop at quite frequently. I'm good friends with the owners. It's called Granny's Dollars. They're located at 29019 Military Road South, Federal Way. The store hours are Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and they are having a 30% retirement sale. They're going out of business, retirement sale. So if you get a chance and you want to find some good things, go in there and check out Granny's dollar, and be blessed. Eugene and his wife are there working the store. So it's Granny's dollar, I think, probably to the end of August and through the first part of September. You can go in and get some great deals at Granny's Dollar on 29019 Military Road South, Federal Way, Washington. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 6 p.m. It's a retirement sale. So you get a chance, stop by, say hello, and let them know that Dr. Dermot DeVille sent us. Amen. Now, back to the word. We are living in perilous times. The return of Yeshua is imminent. Last week we were talking about the equipping of the saints and how we have to be prepared to go into battle to engage the enemy. And recognizing that I believe I left off in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And I was talking about realizing the fact that, first of all, we have the charge, the fivefold ministry has a charge to equip the saints and prepare them for battle. And I don't know. You tell me. Do you feel that you've been thoroughly equipped to engage the kingdom of darkness? You know, it's amazing that, you know, there's a remnant in the church that engages in spiritual warfare. There are so many, you know, there's always, a lot of times it leads to an imbalance, which causes people to think that you're crazy. But when you study the Gospels, you see that the engagements that were taking place was against the kingdom of darkness. When Jesus went through his trial in the wilderness, he engaged the kingdom of darkness. Matter of fact, let's go to Luke chapter 1. You know, I believe in being led by the Holy Spirit. I mean, Luke chapter 4, and being led by the Holy Spirit. And let's see what the scripture says. And it's important because as we walk through the Word of God, we can see and you can learn so much. That's why it is important that you spend time in prayer, spend time in reading the Word of God so that you know how God works through his people and you know what's coming. Part of the equipping is for us to teach sound doctrine, which is what straight from his word is all about, is so that you will know how to maneuver this spiritual walk, this Christian lifestyle, and that you will not be walking in defeat, but you will be walking in victory because the Lord has equipped you. You have renewed your mind. You have the mind of Christ. And you know, okay, this is what is happening. This is what is taking place. And you learn to have a biblical worldview. You learn to approach things from a spiritual perspective by the Holy Spirit. You have discernment operating in your life. And that's what needs to happen in the body of Christ right now. We need this more than ever. But, you know, when I talk about this, I guess some people probably roll their eyes and say, oh, there he goes again. But this is what's needed, because when you study the ministry of Jesus, Yeshua, you will see he was confronting the kingdom of darkness. So we're in Luke, let's see, chapter 4, verse 1. You know, get your Bibles. And it says, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. So the Holy Spirit will lead you into the engagement the majority of the time. Sometimes the enemy will come with a surprise attack and he will attack you. But most of the time, the Holy Spirit will lead you into the engagement. And being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he was hungry. Now, recognizing the fact that the enemy was coming after him for 40 days and 40 nights. And he gives us an account. And see, the enemy shows up at your weakest moments. The enemy will show up when you're tired. He will show up when you're frustrated. He will show up when you're angry. You see, the enemy tries to wear you down to where you don't have the ability to pray. You don't have the ability to hear from the Holy Spirit of God. You don't have the ability to have discernment of what's taking place around you. And because we are human, we get caught up in our emotions and our feelings. And we're not run by our feelings and our emotions. You see, that's part of the problem, because we be making emotional decisions instead of praying and having the peace of God when we are confronted with an issue. And we respond in the flesh, and it's not led by the Holy Spirit of God, which can cause us to get into trouble. You hear me, saints? It has been 40 days tempted of the devil. So this was a spiritual warfare at the highest level. And it says, and in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he was hungry. And the devil said unto him, if you be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. You see, Satan and his cohorts, his demons, now understand something. It's the demons and the spirits that will talk to you. They have generational spirits. They're familiar spirits. They will talk to you. Satan can only be at one place at one time. Let's get that out of the way. He's a created being. And the devil said to him, but now this was Satan himself. And he says, command that this stone that it be made bread. Because he knew Jesus was hungry. He was trying to get Jesus to yield to his enticement and yield to his command, because that's what Adam and Eve did in the garden. You see, Satan will entice you. He can't force you to do anything. His minions will try to entice you to rebel, disobey God, step out of fellowship with God. You see, he can't make you do anything. You see, this is how the enemy takes control and gains legal right in the lives of believers. And he says, and Jesus replied, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. So Jesus did not respond with an emotional, fleshly response, but he replied with the word of God, which is a sword of the Spirit. And therefore, he was waging warfare using the word of God. That's why it is extremely important for believers to read the word of God, know what the word of God declares. So when the enemy shows up, you can pull out the word of God and begin to speak the word of God to the circumstance and the situation. Oh, and then the devil taking him up into a high mountain and showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them. For that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. Now, you can see right now, he's talking to the the Son of God. And he's saying, hey, I got something for you. I'm going to make you an offer that you can't refuse. When in reality, it was already, he is already. Satan be playing mind games. But you see here the enticement, wealth, fame, this, prestige, honor, all of these things, all of these trappings. And you see and you look at those that are serving him and how he has blessed them and given it to them, because his agents are drawing people to worship him. You see, understanding that when he uses celebrities and people bow down and they worship them, that is idolatry. And they are actually worshiping him instead of worshiping the true and the living God. And he uses that because what do? He gives them wealth. He gives them fame. You know, it's amazing, you know, when you break it down, saints, and you think about famous people. Who made them famous? The media. He's the prince and the power of the air. It's whoever the media says is somebody important. That's who we deem as important. And they say, you need to follow this person. You need to worship this person. You need to like this person. You need to wear their clothes. You need to wear their cologne. All of these things to entice you. And then as an individual person, the enemy can set you up to make you an offer. And if it will bring you out of fellowship with God, then you got to recognize, oh, this is not of the Lord. And you got to say, no, this is not of God. You see, you got to have that gift of discernment working so you can recognize that when he shows up, I'll give you this, I'll give you that. You know, if Lucifer were to walk into your room, to your home, and say, look, I see you've been struggling. You don't have no money. You need this, you need that. Hey, all you got to do is make a covenant with me, and I'll give you riches and wealth. I'll give you your home. I'll give you all of that. You just got to bow down and worship me. Look at that, saints. Verse again. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee in the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. If you will therefore worship me, it'll all be yours. And you know he's a liar. And you know it's amazing because, you know, I wanted to be a millionaire by the time I was 30 years old. And I was working to achieving that goal before God says, not today, son. And recognizing the fact that when you read up in the autobiographies and you study all the wealthiest people in the world, the people that have this type of wealth stuff, a lot of them, they're atheists. They don't believe in God. They're agnostics. These are people that don't give God the glory and honor for their success and their wealth and their well-being. And they're very, very powerful, wealthy people in their company. We use all of their products and things because the giftings that God placed in them to create and do all of these things, Satan got a hold of them and perverted their minds to where they don't even worship and thank the Lord God Almighty for their success. It's amazing when you look and see, how did they become so wealthy? Well, he's the God of this world. He can give it to whoever he wants to give it. And then yet, on the other hand, you see believers and Christians that are struggling. We fight for every single thing. But God blesses his people also as we are walking in a covenant relationship with him. But when you look and see what has happened, Satan desires worship. He wants to be like God, and he's not God. But here we see in this engagement, he says, all of you just worship me. He was trying to deceive him and to have Jesus submit to his authority. But Jesus said, get thee behind, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall you serve. He put him back in his place and recognizing that when we're dealing with the serious, whom you will serve, we worship only the living God. Anything that Satan can bring to the table is temporal, it's temporary. And if he can entice you to walk out of fellowship with God through his enticements, then he has you. You've broken fellowship with God, and your eternal soul can be in jeopardy because you are worshiping the created instead of the creator. Then you're in trouble. This is a part of the spiritual warfare that will be taking place, saints. And it says, then he brought him unto Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from here. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest they any time thy dash their foot upon the stone. You see, Lucifer, Satan, they know the word. That's why it is so easy for the deception that is taking place in the body of Christ, that people can preach some truth mixed with deception, which means God will reject it in the end because it's not pure, it is not holy. You see how, and you've heard me say this, Satan does not care if you have a mega ministry, television ministry, radio ministry. He does not care you have 25, 30, 40,000 membership. He does not care how famous you, because you're no threat. If long as you are not preaching the full counsel of God's word, you are not a threat to the kingdom of darkness. It's when you begin to proclaim what Jesus did on the cross at Calvary, stripped him of his power and his authority, that the blood provides forgiveness for our sins, and that he is a loving God, he's a merciful God, and you're preaching to set the captives free, then you have a problem. Then you become a target. You see, if you're just a nominal Christian, he ain't gonna bother with you too much. He'll do a little bit, but he's not gonna bother with you too much. But if you have a zeal and a hunger for God, and you're praying, and you're reading your word, and you're going after God with everything on the inside of you, and God is moving in your life, he's saving your children, he's moving in your marriage if you're married, and all of a sudden the enemy will come in and knock you to your benders, and all of a sudden you say, oh God, why is this happening? It's because you are a threat to the kingdom of darkness. And the majority of the professing church is not a threat. All we have to do is look at our cities and see what's happening and going on around them. And I'll say this, when Charles Finney, the great revivalist, the presence of God would be so strong, the bars and all of the ungodly places would literally shut down and revival would break out because the presence and the glory of God was there with him. As he was preaching the full counsel of God's word, we have more churches, we have more Bible schools, we have doctor this, bishop this, prophet that, but we don't have the presence and the power of God that brings change to lives, to where all of these ungodly places and all of this ungodliness, there is no accountability. Nobody is convicted by their lifestyles that they're living. And we need to examine it and say, Lord, what do we do? What do we need to do? Lord, we got to fix this. Lord, we got to line up with your word so that your power can be present and manifested in our lives. And Jesus replied, and Jesus answered him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. You see, Jesus responded with the word of God. He was trying to get Jesus to commit suicide. He was trying to get Jesus to end his life, which would end his purpose and his ministry, because he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He has come to destroy and to steal lives. But God has blessed us with his Holy Spirit. He has given us his blood that was shed for us on the cross at Calvary, that we would know how to wage the warfare, that we would know how to fight. Because for God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes should not perish. Saints, I can't finish this today. Be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. If the Spirit of God moves you on to bless us financially, please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands to do so. Know that Yeshua is Lord, his return imminent. I love you. Pray for your family members and your loved ones. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Yeshua is Lord, his return imminent.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.